In 1986, the rap act Run-DMC collaborated with the hard rock band Aerosmith on the song Walk This Way. It not only revitalized Aerosmith's then sagging career, but was also the first top 10 pop chart hit to include rap music. By coincidence, both Aerosmith and Run-DMC have new, separate CDs out. Aerosmith's is called Just Push Play, and Run-DMC's is Crown Royal. Rock critic Ken Tucker compares the two acts 15 years after their collaboration.
The title of Aerosmith's new hit single, Jaded, is romantically self-referential. It's sung to an old girlfriend, and in the chorus, singer Steven Tyler concludes, "You're so jaded, and I'm the one who jaded you," which means, I think, that you should substitute the word corrupted for jaded. From their start, Aerosmith has always traded on a decadent bad boy image. Me, I marvel at the way the band has managed to reposition itself as the grand old men of rock and roll. Since I'm old enough to remember when Aerosmith was considered the band you listened to while waiting for a new release from the real thing, the Rolling Stones. But what Aerosmith can still do, that the Stones no longer seem willing or able to do, is crank out a catchy chorus and some guilty pleasure power ballads like this one, Love Lies.
Oh, when you cross that line that you know you can't erase, to fall in lust, not love, ain't no sin at all. And tell me, when you're with your best friend's friend, do you still feel out of place? No thanks, I took that ride. God only knows I tried.
Where Aerosmith found a formula in the 90s and ran with it, Run-DMC, by contrast, came to a dead halt. Two of the three core members of the act took more spiritual paths. In fact, Daryl DMC McDaniels became a deacon in his church and pretty much dropped out of the Run-DMC business a decade ago. He chronicles his disillusionment with the music business and his religious awakening in a new book called King of Rock, Respect, Responsibility, and My Life with Run-DMC. And on this comeback CD, McDaniels and his partners are in a nostalgic mood, boasting about their old hits and breakthroughs, including their Aerosmith collaboration.
Yeah, I heard Rev Run say, cause I got dough, that I must be a type of fraud. But you know the thing that's funny, if God made money, that's how rich is the Lord. When God JD made me crazy, play me up in the club. Got a brand new Mercedes for my lady, but see me, I'm on dub. In a Bentley and all that come out the garage on the side of a Grand Prestigious home. What you thought, what rap you seen on phone? You gotta make these dollars coming out of hollers. Got my collar on too. I got the rhyme and the beat and the vibe from the street, and now the rest is on you.
The rest is on me, man. Let me let y'all know something. The first rap group to get on MTV, Hard Heavy, you heard me? And then they gonna turn around and resurrect Aerosmith life, you know what I mean? Bring them back. You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't for these cats, man, y'all wouldn't know nothing about no LL Cool J or Beastie Boys, you know what I mean? Coming for me, I'm looking at it, man. Since I've been 13 years old, man, I've been watching these cats, man. I ain't no old, but I know, you heard me, you know what I'm saying? So stop all that front, man. Stop all your front, you heard me? Yeah.
All is not nostalgia, however. The new Run-DMC disc Crown Royal tries to make these anti-gangster rappers sound up-to-date by inviting guest stars like Kid Rock, Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit, and the white hip-hopper Sugar Ray to join in. The results are very uneven, but occasionally fun, as on the jaunty Them Girls, which proves that Run DMC still has a knack for a clever rhyme, a playful chorus, and a carnal attraction to the ladies.
Seen this girl on the block by the boondock. On the spot, she was down for the boot knock. Drop top, she was rocking the Tupac. Said, yo, D, not me, what you got? D said she's a vibrant bang, vibrant bang, vibrant bang.
Seen a girl so crystal clean, I mean, since I've been on the scene, I dream of girls in tube tops, who's on rooftops. Now this girl, who cools is the Tupac. Get this girl in my bathtub, give her a back rub. My bathroom's like a nightclub. A few ladies in my den, fondling. A few ladies in the den, to bring some jello in. And a mighty fine fellow in like myself, to organize the panties on the shelf.
Them girls, them girls, them girls I do adore. I like a sweet and fine, a genuine divine, all kinds I love them all.
The truth is, both Aerosmith and Run DMC have pretty much outlasted their usefulness in the pop marketplace. A younger new hard rock band like Buck Cherry makes Aerosmith sound winded and out of it, while a rapper such as Nas, who guest stars on Run DMC's disc, is your go-to guy when you want precise wordplay and musical hooks these days. In 1986, it was exhilarating and important to hear white rockers work with mutual respect with black rappers. Today, the synthesis is complete. More white rappers who combine heavy guitar with spoken lyrics than you can shake an M&M at. And Aerosmith and Run DMC can do little more than add respectable footnotes to their own small legends.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.